So we got stuck in the Tisvis, but then I can't, we're going to try to work through the details, but there's only one thing in the Tisvis that you see. That Tisvis learns that when the Gemara, says, Shiny Shiva Regel, Datara Miata Bishmirasan. So he's learning that the Maskana is interpreting Shiva Regel as a different category. It's not the same category, but there's Exeris Akasav that the Torah reduced to Shmira. That he's learning that the Torah recognizes that this is a different phenomenon. It's not Mu'ud Dekara. Not Mu'ud Dekara. Not meaning the Gemara thought it's the same Mu'ud. So this much I think we should try for, to define the difference. In other words, what's the difference? What did the Havamina hold us the same? And how a Maskana do we say is different? Okay. So I'll let you guys do it.
Because Maskana, because we did Shmira.
Did I have it on?
Yeah.
I did. In other words, they're both subject to damage. But you have to be... You have to be distinguishing between the two types. In one case, it's subject to damage because of its nature. Okay? In another case, it's subject to damage because it acquired an aggressive behavior. So where the animal acquires a shinui, an aggressive behavior, there you need a shmira ma'ula. But where the animal is not aggressive, it's just the fact that it's subject to damage because of its nature is going to come in conflict with the surrounding farmers, the situation. But it's not a real mazik. It's not the shan defined as a mazik. So there, you just need a shmir p'chusa. But where its nature is that it became aggressive, it was converted to an aggressive animal, that's a different kind of an animal. There the Torah wants you to be aware and to give it the highest shmir because there's something different about this animal. Masha'ena Cain, where the reason why he's in Mu'ud is not because there's any shinui or viciousness in the animal. It's simply happenstance. Coincidentally, since its nature is to walk, and coincidentally, since there's farm products around, so it's going to do damage. But that a shmir p'chusa suffices, just like by a regular domesticated animal. Which case would that be? You don't have a case.
No, Meralt,
even the Tom needs to move. Even the Tom, yeah. Okay, but the point is, it's a different kind of shmir. Because it's not intrinsic. That's what Tesis Kavanosul has it. That if it's a real wild animal and it's converted into an aggressive animal, so then it requires a Shmira Mu'ula. But if it's subject to do damages, not because of an aggressive change in the animal, but because of the nature of the animal is such that it's going to lend itself to Hezek in a domestic way. Not in an aggressive way. It's just the fact that this domestic animal is tame and as domesticated as it is, you have to watch it because it walks around. It's going to do damage, but it's not an aggressive action. So there, the Torah says, "Shmir Pchus is enough." Two different phenomena. I mean, that's what Tesis That's what Taisus learns in Gemara. Okay?
What was the other side now that...
Ken wants to tie it to the other theory that we had. Namely, that a person in a society has a right to have an animal. So he has a right to have a domestic animal, even though part of its nature he has to protect it from doing damage. But that's one concept. But if an animal is really violent and it became aggressive, so then you lose somewhat of your schus in terms of keeping the animal. So that's why you're chayev in a shmir mula. It could very well be. I can't say what the svar is, because Taisus doesn't give us much on it, but that's a very good point. Okay, so the question was raised on Taisus' second question, that it's circular reasoning, perhaps. Why? Because if the first guy did left the word Shmir Pusa, so we're going to say that he's Chayef. So, because you need a Shmir Mula. In other words, you want to prove to me that Shmir Pusa is enough. But if you take on the assumption that Shmir Mula is the only thing that's good, so you have to say speaking by Shmir Mula. Because for Shmir Pusa, then the second guy wouldn't be doing anything. But what I'm answering you is that Tosfos deduces it not from the logic, because then it would be sacred, but from the stima samikra, the fact that the pasuk doesn't give us details here. Stima samikra. The pasuk says, wherever you would consider it poseach, so then the dinim of kisui apply. So if you notice, when Taisvis starts off, he doesn't say kisui mu'ula and kisui p'chusa, because that would mean that kisui p'chusa somehow is ineffective. But he says b'kisui mu'ula harbe, which means that he double strengthens it in a way that it's really as good as new. The kisui functions as good as new. It functions as good as time. It's the strongest time. But in order to simply remove the damage, that it shouldn't be a chalos shame mazik anymore, there you definitely taste yourselves shmir pchus is good. It's not like the shmir pchus before. Shmir pchus means it's effective. Okay? He didn't double strengthen it. Okay, so the Tosfos is learning the Gemara, that the Gemara is thinking that if he does the Shmir Mula B'Yoser, so then the Torah is not being mamayit in the Shmir. It's not giving him a break, because he's replaced it with a very, very super strong kisui. But if the Torah says you just have to replace it with a kisui that's merely effective, then the Torah is giving him a break. So Tosfos says, from the stimas ha-mikra, you could deduce that. Because the mikra says, v'chi yiftach. What is, so anything that has a shame of yiftach is going to be what the pasuk is referring to. So therefore, if I make it into a mazik, when it wasn't a mazik before, Yiftach would apply. So it's going to come out that if you're going to be machayev the guy to put a shmira me'ula b'yoser, in that case, he's going to have to make it better than the way he found it, which isn't logical. So therefore, Tosfos says, you can deduce from the mashmos ha-kosuf that shmira p'chusa is good. Otherwise, the Torah would have had to differentiate. The Torah just writes Stam, v'chi yiftach. So Taisus deduces that it must mean Shmira Pusa. So now we know that Shmir Mula B'Yoser is not necessary. So if Shmir Mula B'Yoser is not necessary, so then the Torah was Mamayit B'Shmirasa. Okay? My only question is this, a different question. If you have to replace it with the Shmir Mula B'Yosa, so where's the Miyut? That's Tesis Kasha. Where is the Miyut? But my question is this way, that if you have to replace it with the Shmir Pchusa, so you're telling me that the Torah was Mamiyut in the Shmir. But if the way we're learning now is Shmir Pchusa is perfectly effective, he doesn't double do it, right? So where's the Miyut? In other words, there's no reason to require him to do a Shmir Mula B'Yosa, because the Shmir Pchusa suffices in terms of removing Hezek, right? So where do you see that the Torah was Mamiyut B'Shmir Rasa?
You want to think that you got to replace it back to the original.
Double stitch it, and make sure that everything is super strong. Why? All I have to do is remove the mazik. As long as you require me to remove it from a shame mazik, you are mamayit in my shmira.
Would it be wrong to assume that?
So if there is a value to super strong, and in a person's mind there is, it has a shavu, so he can pay more for it. Not because he's going percentage-wise. It's a sense that it has an invulnerability, a super invulnerability to damage, super strong. So that has a value. So really, when the person damages the Rishus Sarabin, he should have to restore the shavius of invulnerability that it had before. And if the Torah says he doesn't, so the Torah is giving this mazik a leeway in terms of freeing him from his full obligation to the Bnei Rishus Sarabin. Okay? So that's Miyata B'Shmirasa. Okay, it's Miyata B'Shmirasa. That he doesn't have to restore the level of Shmira that applied before. Okay, so what does Rashi hold? Rashi apparently holds even more. He holds even if you make it super strong, but as long as it's a kisui, the Torah is lowering its standard. Right? Why? Rashi holds that he has to fill it up completely. And if the Torah gives him leeway to make it as strong and as invulnerable to damage as it was before, that's not enough. Why? Because the Rambam has an interesting case. If you do a Shmira Me'ula and it's Maslia, the worms eat it, it rots. So you're not chayv. Because you're not tied to this boar indefinitely all your life. You did what you had to do, and that's it. Now with Maslia, this is a different problem. So apparently Rashi learns that HaTorah Miyata B'Shmir, Taisus learns that as long as you fulfilled your eschivus, so that's enough. What's going to happen later doesn't come into the picture, according to Taisus. But according to Rashi, you have to not only fulfill your level of Shmira, but you have to do it in a way that you would be tied to it forever. In other words, he assumes a full-time responsibility. So the only way, and as long as he doesn't have that full-time responsibility, and it has the ability 10 years from now to rot out of something, so then the Torah was Miyata B'Shmirasa. That's how Rashi says it. And the real Hischaivus is to restore it completely. Rashi knows the same way. It's a violation against the Bnei Rishus HaRab. But he learns that if you restore it perfectly in terms of Shem Mazik, that's not enough.
Well, what do you reset? What do you do?
You have to restore it to the point like you're eternally responsible for it. So if the only way to remove yourself from being eternally responsible for it is to restore it exactly the way it was before, which means to fill it up. That's Rashi. Otherwise, it's considered a miyut. Miyut in the Shmir. Taisus measures it pure in terms of Masi. So as long as it's as it's mula biyoser, so in terms of Masi, it's identical. Rashi learns if there is any difference because of time. Even though now he's fulfilled his responsibility, we're not going to potter. He has an eternal responsibility for this. So the only way he can remove himself is to completely fill it up. Okay? Otherwise, he really has to assume full responsibility. Forever. Okay? All right, let's stop here.
Is it a funny question?
Yeah, please.
Let's say the guy doesn't fill up that. The same guy that dug the hole.